Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Wow, they finally let us into the party, huh? Pride of Detroit here. We are prideofdetroit.com. Right. We're here now is what we're going to do. I'm Christopher Fett. Jeremy Reisman is here. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
And Ryan Matthews, the rock god, is here. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
We are Pride of Detroit. This is the POD cast. It stands for Pride of Detroit podcast. It's very hard to get. Here's our theme real quick, and we're going to give you our pick for the SB Nation community draft. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it live. We're doing it here. We're doing it raw. I don't even know how to make this even more sportsman than I can. We're talking draft stuff. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Get that testosterone going. Get it going. But you can't, Jeremy, because you're low T.
Dinosaurs.
You need these low supplements that we sell from our website here. You could go to prideofdetroit.com and get yourself some testosterone. And some Detroit Lions news, I guess, too. All right, Jeremy, you're the head honcho here. You tell us who we are picking for the draft as the Lions pick at number 8. And let me do my voice impression of the voice here.
Thank you for that wonderful intro, Alex Jones. Let's talk about... Okay, what? So yeah. Sorry. This is the SB Nation NFL Raiders mock draft. What we're basically doing is every... SB Nation site is running through their picks for, you know, the general manager of each site is running.
Okay, chill.
Yeah. I'm talking fast. We don't need any clock. Brian Calhouns in here. Well, let me run through who's been picked before in case you're just listening to us on audio.
I can do it then. I didn't realize this was something the host had to do.
Well, I mean, this is the adequate host.
I am being very adequate here. At number one so far has been the Arizona Cardinals taken Kyler Murray out of quarterback out of Oklahoma. Boomer. San Francisco 49ers, number 2, took Nick Bosa, edge, out of Ohio State. The New York Football Jets took Josh Allen, edge, defensive end, out of Kentucky. And then we had the Raiders of absolutely nowhere, taking Quinnen Aliams, defensive line, Alabama. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Ed Oliver, defensive line, out of Houston. Very defense-heavy draft so far, wouldn't you say, Ryan?
I would say so. A lot of defensive players off the board. Four out of five, some would say.
And here comes another as the New York baseball Giants. I'm sorry, the football Giants. Hard to get those two confused. Devin White, linebacker, LSU. And then right before us, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State. The Ohio State. Now at number 8, this is where we're at right now as the Detroit Lions, the dirty boys from up north, sitting here with our cups of, what do we even drink? What are we even drinking here? I don't know.
Soy milk. Fago's soy boy? Milk. They make a soy milk now.
A Fago soy milk. Oh God, that sounds just. It's like a Fago. It's a Fago cream. Soy cream.
All right. Andy Benoit is not the only person who can drink milk.
Let's
go. Yeah. Oh no.
Jeremy, please bring us back to normalcy. Tell us.
Okay,
who
now that
taken
we've lost
eight.
Every casual listener ever that's first tuning into the Pride of Detroit podcast.
Yes.
With the 8th pick in the NFL. SB Nation mock draft. The Detroit Lions take Brian Burns, edge out of Florida State. I think this is a pick that the Lions can make fairly easily, even though it has been a very defensive draft so far. The only offensive players were 2 quarterbacks so far. Obviously, a guy like TJ Hawkinson is a guy that I'm considering here, but I think you get a lot more value out of an edge rusher, a pure pass rusher. That's something that I don't think the Lions really have. Even though they got Trey Flowers in free agency, they need a guy like Ziggy who can get you double digit sacks. And I think this is their guy. I think Burns is their guy. I think this is a guy that can come and be a starter right away. I know Flowers is probably going to be that hand in the dirt guy, but I think Brian Burns, even though he didn't do it a ton at Florida State, could kind of be in the Devon Kennard role, and the Lions aren't tied to Kennard long term. Maybe and Kennard Jeremy, is kind of their guy in this year, but Kennard can you can easily get out of that contract next year. Brian Burns is my guy. Run it up. Run up the card right now before either
I'm running
of you guys get to work.
I'm running it. I'm running it. I'm running it as fast as I can here. I like this. Are we good at going right into the analysis of the pick that you just made here? That is absolutely real. Okay, cool. Well, I like this though, because, and I'm not just saying that because we are Lions people talking about Lions and a Lions podcast here embedded into a larger like centipede, like a podcast centipede here for SB Nation, but because this also gives us the Lions now. You got Brian Burns, you've got Trey Flowers, you've also got Snacks Harrison. Like this is an impressive line that the Lions have suddenly now put together with your absolutely real and actually happened pick. Like this front of the front seven is looking impressive.
And it's young.
Not gonna lie.
It's young too.
Very young.
Trey Flowers, Brian Burns, both guys under 25, 26.
Damon Harrison's the old one at 30.
Yeah. But you got Deshaun Hand. Really had a good rookie year. You have A'shaun Robinson entering the last year of his contract, maybe actually 36 years old, but it says on NFL.com he's only, what, 23 or 24?
He's actually 100.
Okay, so he's actually 100. So maybe that raises the average age a little bit. But, I mean, how do you not love a defense that has a defensive front like this? How can you not fantasize it and make everyone else? And I mean, this would be a top five defensive line, would it not, Ryan?
It would absolutely be so. And like, you don't have to do a whole lot of fantasizing if you're a Detroit Lions fan, because this type of thing happened in 2014. Except, dare I say that if the Lions were to draft somebody like Brian Burns and he plays up to his athletic potential out on the football field, man, with the group that they've assembled with Trey Flowers, dare I say it could even be better than the 2014 Detroit Lions defensive line.
Ooh. I mean, that's kind of hard. You're right, because it's not a 4-3 base anymore, though. So we're kind of judging on different standards here. But I mean, absolutely, I could be for that.
I mean, if you're talking about across the board, sure, absolutely. Like, it doesn't have maybe the linchpin that is in Ndamukong Suh, but it's close to it in Snacks. It's close to it in Trey Flowers, to be honest.
And if you want to assume that like maybe Deshaun Hand is going to take another step forward, I mean, he had a really good rookie season. So to imagine him taking a step in the right direction and to progress from season one to season two, like if that happens, I mean, you have quite a dynamite front seven. And maybe
if A'shaun's playing out of his mind, because as Jeremy said, last year of his rookie contract too.
Absolutely, he has all the incentive in the world to perform. The other thing about this is, guys, like last offseason, we were talking about how the Detroit Lions defensive line was the absolute weakness of the entire team.
Garbage. Basura.
I mean, it took Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia like a year to turn this thing around.
Yeah. Miss us now, Bears. Where are you at? Ready to fight in the streets. We're ready to rumble.
Okay, so it sounds like you're all pretty behind this pick, but let's talk about some guys that we didn't pick and maybe some guys that you guys would be okay with or maybe even prefer. Is there anyone still on the board here that you guys would have been at least happy with?
I mean, you mentioned him already, TJ Hockenson. Like, Lions, after jettisoning Eric Ebron and then Ebron turning around and having probably his best career year ever,
no question.
Suddenly the Lions are completely and wholly without a quality starting tight end. And as much as it gives some Lions fans PTSD to think about the idea of taking a tight end in the first round, in the early first round, guess what? This ain't the past. This is the present. And I mean, I could really use a tight end on this team right now. I really could. You know what? I didn't even think too much about anything on the offensive line, even on the interior offense or anything like that. But without TJ Lang, like this is,
but yeah. Are you really going to hate on the road dog Jesse James like that?
Maybe. I love me some Jesse James, but I don't want to see him doing it alone. That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe that Jeremy's so with the wrestling references, but if there's a player, if there's a player that I'm going to maybe thump for, where I think the Lions could definitely use some more depth and even another starter, because I think that at the linebacker position, I think that they have the possibility to really upgrade from Christian Jones. And like, what about Devin Bush Jr. here at number eight? Mm-hmm. Some people say it, some people say it might be a little bit rich, but hear me out. I know he's small, but like he makes up for it with his athleticism. And I think like if you combine that athleticism with like he has like the football smarts to I think be a really good like coverage linebacker to like play zones and whatnot.
Yep.
And if you're putting him off the ball, I mean, just let him kind of like run, you know, wreak havoc like from that off the ball position. So I mean like if you're not going to keep on trying to beef up that defensive line, I don't have a problem with the Brian Burns pick just because I think he is so athletic and he does have some of that versatility. I mean, you see him in some of those drills and you're like, that guy could play safety with the way that he can move around. But like Devin Bush Jr. could be a really good addition for a Lions team that could use a shot in the arm when it comes to the linebacker position.
Yeah, and I think if you're drafting based on need, that's kind of the one piece of the puzzle that the Lions really haven't addressed in free agency. And I do agree, it's a big need. Even if you like Christian Jones for this year, again, one more year on his deal. I don't know if he has future plans with this team. Doesn't really come from the Patriots background. Just kind of had a so-so season last year. I do think that linebacker is kind of an underrated need with this team. And outside of, you know, Devin White and Devin Bush, there's not a lot in this year's draft. So if Devin White is still there, or Devin Bush is still there at eight, and Devin White's already off the board here, if you want to come out of this draft the linebacker, you might have to do it in the first round. And I think that's something that not a lot of Lions fans are talking about outside of Devin White. I feel like Devin White's a pretty common pick, but wasn't available to us here. The only other position I would think might be in play here is cornerback, but that comes down to a value thing, right? Because Greedy Williams has been all over the place this draft season. A lot of people had him originally going to the Lions kind of right after the season broke. Then, you know, questions about his tackling, had him sliding down boards, just kind of had a so-so measurements. Is it too early to consider a guy like Imani Oruwariye or Justin Lane or Byron Murphy? Any of you guys okay with one of those early? This early?
I'm not because I think there is still that need. If you're going to sell me on anything on defense, like there's just so much need still on the front seven that I can pass with what we have right now at cornerbacks until a later round, be it Quandre Diggs or be it Darius Slay. I feel like it's okay there, but I feel that that's kind of becoming it's a luxury to pick in the first round a cornerback where the Lions really don't have time to be dallying around with luxuries when they got so much else to fill and such a little time to really fill it.
Yeah, fair point. I'm not super high on Greedy Williams. I don't think he fits in with what the Lions do with their corners. And like you said, Jeremy, like the red flags when it comes to tackling, whether or not it's like technique or whether or not it's just like the willingness to like get out there and do it and kind of lower your shoulder and get in on run support type stuff. Byron Murphy, I think, maybe would fit the mold, I think, more for maybe what the Lions want to do with their cornerbacks. But I think at this point in the draft, maybe it's a little bit too rich of a spot to take a position I think the Lions can address later on in the draft.
Yeah, my only issue with kind of kicking it down the road like that is that I feel like it's very top-heavy in the first two rounds. Maybe a guy will drop to the third round. Again, this is all projection. Who knows how it'll actually play out, but if the Lions don't get a cornerback, and they don't have to, they got a couple in free agency where it's, you know, if they need to put cornerback on the back burner for another year, they can. But if you want a shot at a guy like Justin Lane or maybe David Long, if we're just talking local products, or maybe a Rocky Sin in the second or third, like you might have to grab them in the second, because we're running some mock drafts over the weekend and most of those guys were gone by the time the Lions were on the third pick. And a lot of that is due to the Lions having a late third round pick due to the Golden Tate trade and all that. They don't pick until 88. So the only reason I would consider maybe going cornerback early, maybe even as early as the first round, is that way you're not pigeonholed the rest of the way. Because the Lions would also probably like to get a guard in this draft. And there's not one there at eight at all worthy of it, but there might be in the second or third round. So to kind of free up those two picks by getting a quarterback early makes a little bit of sense to me, but again, it is a value thing. I'm also not a huge Greedy Williams fan, but Orwarie is someone that would be my like sleeper eight pick at number eight. A lot of people don't think he's even the number one corner in the draft, but I really like him. I think he fits what the Lions need. He's a big corner, 6'2", 205, physical dude. He's a guy that I think would, there'd be a little bit of blowback, but probably not as much as you'd think if he were to surprise a few and be there at number eight.
I think that's about where we should stop it there. I think we've given us enough time of our nonsense being out here on the airwaves here. We're at 15 minutes by my clock coming up here in 10 seconds. I'm all about time. This is about punctuality here.
Do you want to give me a draft grade really quick? How did I do? How am I going to be the Lions' new GM?
S plus. No. I'll give you a B plus because there's a lot of other edge that's come off the board here, a lot of defensive line talent that's come off. But you know what? I think B plus is the nonchalant neutral grade I can give that says I like it a lot, but I can also not be like, I also don't want to appear too much of a homer by giving you anything in the A, right?
You just don't like me.
I don't like you at all. I'm Chris Perfett, at Chris Perfett, P-E-R-F-E-T-T on Twitter. That's Jeremy Reisman. He's on Twitter, at Detroit on Lion, because he likes puns. And Ryan Matthews, our rock god, is on Twitter, at Ryan underscore P-O-D. We are the Pride of Detroit P-O-D cast. PrideofDetroit.com, at Pride of Detroit on Twitter. Find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Find them there. Download it. Download them many times as you get us, the three of us, our friends, guests, and all of our nonsense, nattering, and analysis about the best team in the NFC North. The real Kings, the Lions, football, as only we can do. We will see you all next time. See you, Starside. We are SB Nation, Pride of Detroit.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.